Listen, everybody, to the words I have to say. Better get ready, because the Lord is coming one day.
Thank you for tuning in to the Prophet Daniel's Report. This is Daniel White IV, the eldest son of Daniel White III. The intro music that you just heard is my late grandfather, Daniel White Jr., singing a song titled Get Ready. Today, my father, Daniel White III, is going to share with you news and information relating to biblical prophecy so that you can be prepared for the second coming of Jesus Christ. Daniel White III is the national best-selling author of over 20 books, including Just Jesus and The Prayer Motivator. He has spoken in meetings across the United States and in 23 foreign countries, and is the president of Gospelite Society and Torch Ministries International. Now, here's your host, Daniel White III.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Prophet Daniel's Report. This is report number 657. My name is Daniel White III, here to remind you that Jesus Christ is coming again. He is coming back, and that you need to be prepared. This podcast is not about predictions, nor is it about setting dates, as some people foolishly have done. However, it is all about preparation. First, today, let's look at some signs of his coming in the news. The disciples asked Jesus Christ in Matthew 24:3, "What shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?" Jesus Christ gave them and us clear signs that show us when we can begin to expect to see the coming of the Lord and the end of the world as we know it. Looking at world events through the lens of the Word of God, let's look at some headlines first from today's news that point to the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ according to the Word of God. First, today, under the sign category of turmoil in the Middle East, according to Israel National News, the Islamic Jihad terror group threatened to expand the range of rockets fired at Israel to include Jerusalem. Pardon me. The threat would be implemented after the conclusion of terrorist Baha Abu al-Hatta funeral. It would increase the number of rockets fired towards Tel Aviv and include Jerusalem in the list of targets. Abu al-Ata was eliminated by IDF and Shabak, Israel Security Agency forces, at 4 o'clock a.m. Tuesday morning. He was a key terrorist and a ticking time bomb who planned and executed terror attacks as well as trained terrorists. A senior Islamic Jihad source said that messages were sent from Cairo to the organization's director, General Ziad Nakhla, regarding an immediate ceasefire on the basis of quiet for quiet. These messages were rejected. "We do not take orders from Cairo. We are ready for a long and painful battle. We will hit the Zionist enemy until they beg for a ceasefire. The gates to hell have been opened." According to the source, all senior Islamic Jihad officials in Gaza, Syria, and other countries have received orders to enter their underground hiding places due to concerns of targeted eliminations. Pardon me. Second today under the sign category of wars and rumors of wars, according to spacedaily.com, France, Germany, Great Britain, and the European Union said they are extremely concerned by Iran's decision to restart nuclear activities at one of its key sites in breach of a landmark 2015 deal with international powers. They said in a joint statement, the foreign ministers of France, Germany, and Great Britain and the High Representative of the European Union are extremely concerned by the latest announcements that Iran is restarting uranium enrichment activities at the Fordo facility, as confirmed by the International Atomic Energy Agency in its November 11th report. Paris, Berlin, London, and Brussels said that Iran's action was inconsistent with the 2015 Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or JCPOA, under which Tehran had agreed to curb some of its nuclear activities, notably uranium enrichment, in return for a lifting of economic sanctions. But the Islamic Republic has said it no longer feels bound by the JCPOA after the U.S. unilaterally pulled out of the accord last year. Third today under the sign category of wars and rumors of wars, according to spacedaily.com, members of the U.S. Air Force used the advanced test high energy asset, referred to as Athena, to shoot down a variety of drones in a Lockheed Martin demonstration of the technology. In the latest test of the ground portable laser weapon system, Airmen engaged and shot down multiple fixed wing and rotary drones at a government test range in Fort Sill, Oklahoma. Sarah Reeves, Vice President of Missile Defense Programs at Lockheed, said in a statement, "We've watched in recent news as this type of laser weapon solution is essential for deterring unmanned vehicle type threats. So it's an exciting time for us to watch Airmen compete Lockheed Martin's critical technology or complete. So it's an exciting time for us to watch Airmen compete." Lockheed Martin's critical technology. For the test, Airmen used a government command and control system and radar system to track the drones in engagements. Representative of those being dealt with by the U.S. military. They then used Athena's high-energy laser to slew, acquire, track, and defeat the unmanned aircraft. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Prophecy Boot Camp. Prophecy Boot Camp is where we deal with the basics, the fundamentals of prophecy. so that you can have a better understanding of what's happening in your world and where we're going. The second coming of Christ and what will happen in the future, according to the Holy Bible. Our aim here is not to make predictions, but to help you get prepared by understanding how things will unfold in the end times. Our topic for today is titled, Why Does Bible Prophecy Matter? Part 1 from the from Dr. Tim LaHaye's and Dr. Ed Heinzen's book, The Essential Guide to Bible Prophecy. They go on to say, all prophecy is important today for several reasons. This is the clear teaching of the New Testament. Studying unfulfilled prophecy is useful. Paul wrote in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Paul referred to all scripture, which includes the unfulfilled prophecies of the Holy Bible. These portions of God's Word are valuable for teaching what the future holds, as well as standing against false teachings regarding what will occur in the end times. Studying unfulfilled prophecy and fulfilled prophecy gives us hope. Romans 15:4 teaches everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through the endurance taught in these scriptures and the encouragement they provide, we might have hope. When we understand God's plan for our future, we can live with hope even during our most difficult days. Prophecy is not intended to frighten those of us who believe, but to encourage us. As 1 Thessalonians 4:18 urges, encourage one another with these words. Ladies and gentlemen, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue looking at why does Bible prophecy matter in our next podcast. In closing, let's consider what God wants you and I to do in light of his second coming. Jesus Christ said in Luke 19:13, to occupy till I come. To occupy till I come. To occupy till I come. In light of that, we are continuing our journey through the book, Coming Events and Present Duties by J.C. Ryle. It is a collection of what he called prophetic tracts that focus on the believer's duty in light of the signs which point to the second coming of Jesus Christ. This section is titled, What Time Is It? Part 17, by Dr. J.C. Ryle. He says, I am far from saying that there may not be wonderful changes yet before the end. I think it possible there may be a time of trouble and conflict. Yes, such as never was since there was a nation. I believe there may yet be tribulation for the people of God, such as was not since the beginning of the world. But come what will, I see a deep meaning in the words, the night is far spent, and the day is at hand. I see in these words the strongest motive for diligence in the work of doing good for souls. Let us make more haste to spread the gospel over the world. Let us take more pains in endeavoring to sow truth at home and abroad. Let us labor, if possible, to pluck more brands from the burning. The time is short. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. I see in these words the strongest consolation for the believer in Christ Jesus. Oh, for the heart to lay hold on it more and more. Dear friends, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue looking at this topic in our next podcast. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we thank you so much for the reminders to keep looking up, because our redemption draweth nigh. Help us to act like it. Help us to pray like it. Help us to think like it. Help us to do like it. Help us to do your will and to witness like it, so that others may come to know you as Savior. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen and amen. If you are not ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, may I encourage you to get ready. Get ready today by receiving him as your Savior. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, that is, perish in hell, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Keep looking up, dear friend, for your redemption draweth nigh. Let us join in the prayer of John the Revelator when he prayed, "Even so come, Lord Jesus." God bless you.
Thanks for tuning in to the Prophet Daniel's Report. Remember, you can stay up to date with prophecy news and events on our website at secondcomingherald.com. If you would like to know more about accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior, what to do after salvation, or looking for a good church home, please visit GospelLightSociety.com for more information. This radio broadcast can be heard daily on Live 365, BCNNRadio7.com, GospelLightWorldRadio.com, Buzzsprout, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and can be downloaded from numerous outlets online. God bless, and until next time, keep looking up for your redemption draweth nigh.
You got to get your business straight.